we knew how good we were, so it was all about proving to everybody else how good we were. It's amazing winning back to back. That was our whole goal.
2.1 seconds away.
We're going to have two banners. We're going to have something that we're going to pride ourselves on for the next couple of years. I mean, this year was crazy, to say the least. My name is Juan Okoneki-Granum, and I'm a fifth-year men's basketball player on the team. I'm majoring in economics and business management program, and I'm from Mississauga, Ontario.
My name is Adiga Peter McNeely. I'm number 21 on the Horizon men's basketball team. I'm in my last year, and I study sociology.
The season was, I guess I'll say a little bit of a roller coaster. At first, we didn't have our best start. Personally, I was a little bit banged up, and preseason, we lost a couple games we might have should have won.
Coming into the season, we were preseason ranked top 10. We were at number 10, and that gave us extra motivation. But as the season went on, we started getting better and started winning games. And from February on, we were playing our best basketball.
We've improved a lot, not just from like individual standpoint, but like just playing as a team and just doing what we have to do to win. Like the past years, like it's been the exact same thing, but I just feel like this year is just special in just the way that we played kind of thing. This year was also special because like we were at Carleton, no one beats Carleton at Carleton. And we managed to do the unthinkable and, we won on their home court, cut their mesh. Like it was a great feeling,
Our whole goal was to put ourselves in the best situation to win Ontario. And I felt like the whole season we did that. And the moment we got to that game, it was just played free. We played our style. Just knowing that you did something back-to-back years. And I always remember we went into the locker room and we had the speakers and we put Drake back-to-back on.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Not again. Yeah, I learned a game from William Wesley. You can never check me. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon.
This is my first time ever in Halifax, and man, it was electric. Like, from what I've heard, like they have like such rich basketball history, and the city loves the sport.
The fan base there was ridiculous. I remember I just see in the crowd, and you don't see that many empty seats. And playing in Canada sometimes, there's not many fan base there. So to have that there was amazing.
It was packed, like 8,000 fans, just all cheering, going crazy. And we have our little 20 Ram pack and our little group of people, and it's like us against the world.
I remember there was a time in the game where I think they made a dunk. And the crowd was going so crazy, we couldn't hear ourselves, it was that loud. Kind of motivated the guys to win and, pull through and be the underdogs, even though we were the number one seed coming into the tournament. We wanted to be the first team at Ryerson to win a national championship, and we felt like we had a good chance to. Carlton's a really good team, no wonder why they won the last 7 championships in a row.
We beat them, the week before coming into nationals, and we almost knew, we were expecting them in the finals. And through the flow of the game, they kind of took us out of our offense, and then we had to battle back.
We went down, I think it was 24 in the third quarter, but we never gave up. And we came back, we got it down to 6. The worst part about it is watching them celebrate over there and having all the cameras full face them while you have to stand up. So it was kind of sad. I had to hold back my tears because, it's one of those ones where it's just a game.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little bit upset. We do all this trying to get the gold, but honestly, there's nothing to be mad or sad about. We had a great season. Obviously, we fell short at the end, but you know, it's no small feat. Like, there's 43 teams in the whole entire league kind of thing. And, like, to be number two, that's nothing, like, to, like, shrug your shoulders about, you know? We've reached a new level of success that, like, the men's basketball program here at Ryerson has never reached before. And, you know, I'm thankful that, like, I was able to experience with the team. But, like, at the same time, like, you know, I hope for the future generations or the future Ryerson players that, like, they surpass us, you know? It's cool knowing that, like, we're the most winningest team in history, you know, being nationals three times in a row, first time ever getting a silver medal, first time ever getting OUA medal, first time raising a banner in the gym. Like, those are some pretty cool feats, but, you know, all records are supposed to be broken, and, you know, I hope the Ryerson Rams of tomorrow are able to surpass us. For the guys coming back next year and for the next, like, couple years, like, just remember the feeling of, like, that defeat and how it felt, how you felt in the change room, still being able to hear them celebrate and all that stuff. Like, you know, like, it sucks, but at the same time, just use it as fuel and, you know, get them back.
We know what it takes now to win a national championship. So in the summer when you guys are working hard, just remember, envision that and get it for all of us, all the guys who are at Ryerson before, who put in the time.